Let us pray. Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So this text from 2 Timothy. This text from 2 Timothy was my ordination text. Reuben Shears, who at the time was the executive director of Office for Church Life and Leadership, which is part of our old structure in the United Church of Christ. But anyway, Reuben was who my dad had worked for. And Reuben was a friend. And Reuben shared and preached my ordination. And he used these words from 2 Timothy to rekindle the gift of God that is within you. And then he said something that I will never forget. He said, now look around you. Look at all these gifts that God has given to you. So I invite you to look around and see all the gifts that God has given to you and to rekindle that gift that is within you. Now, it is a gift that sometimes we begin to put back, we forget about. So a couple of stories. This is a true story. A colleague or a friend of mine had gone on a visit this week. And it was a tough visit that this person had, my colleague, my friend. And so they decided to stop for some tea, to calm themselves down after this hard visit, and to just relax. So they spent some time reading and relaxing and drinking tea. And then my friend tells me, well, we had to go to the grocery store. So they went to the grocery store before continuing on with other things that needed to happen in their day. They went to the grocery store, and after having relaxed a little bit with the tea, they put things that were needed for their groceries in the grocery cart. And as they were walking around the grocery store, there was this woman with a young child in the cart. And almost every aisle that my friend went down, this woman was there with the young child. The young child was sleeping, but you could see that the woman was a little flustered. She was moving quickly through the grocery store. So my friend got to pay and got in line behind this woman and her child. And she was kind of talking with the cashier and kind of looking at the baby, making sure that the baby, that he didn't wake up. And then she kind of looked at my friend, and they had a little bit of a conversation, and she said, oh, I have $65. I hope I don't go over. About 3/4 of the way through sharing, the cashier doing her groceries, she said, oh, stop, let me see. And it said 80. And my friend said she got this horrified look on her face. I don't know what to do. And the cashier was saying, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? My friend said, put it on mine. I'll pay for it. Put it on mine. And the younger woman with the baby immediately broke into tears and said, no, 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 here, take my $65. Here, at least take some of it. And my friend said, no, I'll pay for it. She insisted. So my friend took $40, and then she said, oh, good, I have money now. I can get diapers for the baby. And my friend said, oh, no, I'm not taking this money, and gave it back to her. Said, here, this is. She said, but you're spending $100 now on my groceries. And my friend said, it's okay. I can do this. And so by this time, my friend, the cashier, the lady, and the people around them are all in tears. Rekindle the gift of God that is within you. And my friend said, you know, that was the best way to rekindle my gift after that tough visit. Sharing out of our abundance. Another story. My grandpa Parcell, was a hard man, but he was a fun man. He was a member of a church that was very, very, very conservative in a small rural area in northwest Ohio. It was very different than how I was being brought up in the church, but we would go and visit my grandparents, and we would go to church with my grandparents. And even my grandma, it was not what she was accustomed to. But because it was my grandpa, they went to worship. And now, because we were young, my sisters and I could get away with a little bit more, like putting on shorts after worship. But my mom was not allowed to put on shorts after worship when they got married, when they were adults, when my mom was an adult. So, but my grandpa, you weren't allowed to work on Sunday. You didn't put on shorts. You didn't play cards. There were things you could do, but there were other things you couldn't do. The part about that that helps me in this text is that seed of mustard seed, that small seed of faith that Grandpa planted in me, even though it was different than how I was being brought up, and even though it was a more conservative church, that mustard seed of faith on how strong my grandpa's faith was. You see, the story today in 2 Timothy talks about how Lois and Eunice have shared the faith. Now, sometimes the people that share the faith are not our own family members. Yes, my grandpa shared the faith, and yes, my family shared the faith with me. But some of us have grown up, and other people in the world have shared their faith with us. That mustard seed of faith that continues to help us to grow. So think about someone who has taught you the faith. Think about all of who you teach the faith to. How we grow and change as we rekindle the gift of God that is within us. For my friend, sharing that groceries with someone who just was so overwhelmed with gratitude. Rekindle the gift of God that is within you. You see, we were given not the spirit of cowardice, but a spirit of self-discipline, of power, and love. How do you, me, all of us, live into those gifts of power and love and self-discipline? Thanking someone who began to teach you the faith is important. So maybe this week you want to send out a thank you note to someone. 1 year for Lent, I decided that every day I was going to write someone who had taught me the faith. A church that taught me how to be a pastor, or someone who had encouraged me and taught me to grow. That Lent was so blessed for me because I took the time to share the gift of God that is within me and thanked others for what they had taught me. Now, yes, no one person has taught me one thing, just like no one person has taught you everything. But there are many that have taught us the faith, like Timothy's mother and grandmother. Like Miss Poppy, who was my Christian education teacher. Or my grandpa, who worshiped just a little bit differently than I did. Or a seminary professor, or a local church, or a young child. God gave us the power of self-discipline, love, and power. And to rekindle those gifts that are within us. Take the time this week to thank someone for the gift, the mustard seed faith that has begun to grow in you that they taught you. You see, as we gather at this table, we rekindle our gifts that God has placed in us. Do that and live. Amen.